Hamilton. Hello? Mr. Williams?
Hey, Fidelt.
Yes, about the auditions. We're all really happy that we're getting representation down here in Sploo, but a friend of mine who already sent in something kind of wanted to send up an informative little snippet about our history.
Oh.
Just if your listeners were unaware, he said. I suppose I could vouch for him. He does get somewhat excited about the subject.
Who are we talking about?
Salvia Morse.
Can you just play it?
Okay, so I think I'll just play it right near the...
What, down the phone?
I don't know if it'll be transferred later. You won't tell me.
The story of Sploo has never been an easy or simple one to explain. Unless you were there to see them happen, the events seem to just be repeated shadows. But in order to understand what Sploo is, we must first understand why it came to be. Is it just a city? A generated wonder? Does it ever stop letting something else begin? The something else would be the Lowry area. But a century ago, neither it or Sploo existed. Under this cool space of Earth, hollowed out and busied by the mammals, invertebrates, and a few amphibians that keep this Earth stable, the only thing disturbing was the encroachment of human activity again and again. They found the soil packed, requiring heavy equipment to create any space necessary. Ignorance is a fair trait to surmise of these encroachers, for good and bad. It made them unaware of the very few hollow masses of space in certain locations around the globe, and it drove away some of the few curious beings of this world. Half-canids, slumpers, boodlebins. Everyone sent away from their homes by force, war, natural causes, events they couldn't survive. Lost to a hating world, the first would-be citizens of Sploo decided to create their own world, below the surface of one of the Earth's capitals, in one of the secret chambers. Forging electricity, creating housing and essentials, not to mention the necessary barriers to any above intruders.
Sorry, they wanted me to play that part again for some reason.
Sploo became an ever-expanding community. Families grew, businesses flourished, and in the massive space stretching out to who knows where, different travel stations and transports, information centers, and the occasional metropolis, carefully planned and steadily built. Help was often appreciated, and they found it in a family of humans who agreed to help with the technological advancements while building another space separate from Sploo in the meantime. A planned residence, first called Lowry Penn, now simply just Lowry. It is unclear whether they truly wanted to be separate or not, but such a policy has been dismissed by Lowry's descendants, providing a welcoming, if only semi-stable environment that is its own thing. That's Lowry. But what is Sploo? A thriving myriad of diversity, living happily underneath the civilizations of this planet in watchful, electrical harmony, a century before and many years to come.
Okay, now go, go.
But we're sending this up, Mr. Williams? Zachary?
Is he gone?
Maybe we were disconnected.
Well, send it anyway.
Okay. In the audition.
Send it! Why are we still whispering?
Goodness.